I have a question for you, Enrique.
Yes.
Have you seen 28 Years Later?
I have.
What did you think?
The new one or the one from last year?
Oh, sorry, the new one, Bone Temple.
Yeah. I liked it.
I heard it's really good. I heard it's kind of bombing, though.
Yeah, that's sad. I hope it doesn't affect the chances of them making a third one. Because I know the first two were recorded, like, back-to-back.
I think they're going to push through and make the third one no matter what.
I hope so, man. You've seen it?
Not yet.
Not yet.
I'm going to, though. Woohoo. Me and Robert have a deal.
Ugh.
Oh? Ugh. What's the deal?
We'll watch 28 Years Later in theaters, and then he'll watch the monkey movie on his phone.
Oh my god.
But the monkey movie where he's on the drums, though.
No, we talked about this. No, it's the other
monkey
one.
Monkey movie when he's on the drum. Oh, the
last year's monkey movie, not this year's monkey movie.
No. I knew he was going to do this. I said specifically this year's monkey movie. I said it. Or last year, whatever the fuck. The one with the live action chimpanzee. I told him that.
No, that was this year.
There's too many monkey movies. And then we talked for 30 minutes on how Robert doesn't like chimpanzees.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think my fear of...
I mean, after watching that movie, I'm like, man, they're kind of whack, not gonna lie.
You didn't think chimpanzees were whack to begin with?
I mean, I know they're dangerous, but I think they're like whack, but now it's like, they're kind of not even that smart, to be honest.
No, they're just fucking aggressive. I was telling Robert, they're literally all the worst aspects of humanity.
They kind of are.
Unleashed,
like,
though.
You take all the worst aspects of humans, and that's what a chimp is.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of cute sometimes, but that's about it.
The only chimp I will give... Oh, okay, you know what? Caesar, Caesar's fine. I like Caesar. I was going to say Curious George, but even then, before Gibbro gets to like a certain like adult age, we have to lock little George before he gets a little too curious about ripping people's faces off.
All right, hear me out, though. He's not a chimp, but... Oh? But this guy is the goat.
Oh, Zaboomafoo?
Yeah.
I do fuck with the Zaboomafoo.
Yeah. I do like that.
The lion fucks with Zaboomafoo.
So you're able to watch at least 10 movies from last year?
Yes, I was able to watch 10. I might as well start. I was already recording. Might as well start, I guess. Hello, and welcome to the Salem Station Podcast, the show where we rank and review. Oh, literally ranking all of your favorite horror movies from 2025. Woo! I'm your co-host Robert,
and I'm your co-host Enrique,
and I'm your boy Alex.
That's our boy Alex.
Alex, whatever you want to fucking call me, I don't care.
And
the lion does not refer to himself as refer to me as the lion.
All right. And yeah, we're ranking our top 10 favorite horror movies of last year. And as Enrique, as you mentioned, I think I'm going to keep that chimp in the beginning. Yes, I did manage to watch 10 horror movies from last year.
I'm proud of you.
Nice.
I think I had gone over that list with you. Well, actually, Enrique, I think you're the one that asked me like a couple weeks ago, like if we were going to do something like this. And I was like, dude, I haven't seen 10 horror movies. Like, I think I'd see like 7 or 8.
I was surprised because I thought last year was like such a really good year for horror movies, but like looking back at my list, I think I saw a lot more like trash horror movies than actually good ones.
Yeah.
So maybe it wasn't the best year.
I barely made it, but looking at my list, most of these I like thoroughly enjoyed most of them. How many movies did you watch? Because you watched a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, as far as like horror movies or like horror adjacent, I think I watched 25.
Damn.
25 movies, yeah.
Damn. 25, horror or horror adjacent. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I actually watched a little bit more than 10, just to make sure I had like a little bit of variety there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I watched 13 total. So,
that's a good number. Yeah.
13
total. Alex, how many did you watch? Alex,
I'm gonna be real. The lion is going to be honest right now.
For what?
I think I watched 8. It was 8.
Yeah.
Hey, that's close.
Yeah. No, yeah.
You know, for the last two, you can just throw in random movies that you saw. Don't have to be horror movies. Just whatever movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I have, but before we go into our horror movies, gentlemen, I have a little bit of horror news.
Oh, yeah. My favorite segment.
I'm saying this as I'm desperately looking for some horror news because I kind of I forgot to write some of these down. But I have a couple. I have a couple.
Okay.
The first of all, It. Director Andy Muschietti, the guy who also did the recent series, Welcome to Derry, because of the success of the series, and then obviously the success of the prior movies, they're doing a supercut of the movies with some scenes from Welcome to Derry added in, with some apparently newly filmed scenes, so it's like one giant movie.
Oh wow,
which sounds pretty cool.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. And speaking of one giant movie. The same was also done for the recent Strangers trilogy.
No way.
And it was something that was streamed, or it was shown in theaters, like to a film festival, like about a week or so ago, which incorporated the third one, which hasn't come out yet, right? It comes out like in a couple weeks, I think.
Yeah.
The reviews on it were abysmal.
It's probably the worst 5 hours of your life.
Yeah.
Holy hell. I can't imagine watching three of those back to back. That's insane.
Yeah.
Wait, Robert, going back to It, as a general topic, should we talk about what you said in the group chat?
No, I didn't say that. You said that. You brought
No. Now he's trying to throw it back on me. Bro texted in the group chat.
No, you did.
And I quote, "Do you guys think if I tell It I'm scared of a 6-foot goth Latina, he'll turn into one?"
I did not say that. What the fuck?
What did you mean by that?
I did not say that. This is slander.
What did you mean by that?
This is slander. I have one other bit of news. There is officially being worked on. I know we thought this franchise would be over soon. Thought this franchise ended last year, but of course it didn't. The prequel, The Conjuring First Communion, is coming out. They're in
no
the work.
No way.
So
seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
I Same thought they cast? Said that was the last one.
Cast? It's a prequel.
Oh.
So
that's dumb.
And it comes out next year. Oh, the release date is to be for next year, so we can expect another Conjuring movie.
Wow, great.
That sounds terrible. I can't wait to not watch that.
Dude, it's so funny. I remember them being like, "This is it, guys," and then they probably saw like the amount of money that shit brought in. They were like, "Oh, this is not the last one." They're probably justifying it as like it's the last one in the series, in like the timeline. But like we could go back and make more in between the other movies. anyways, that was just a bit of news. I should have had that ready to go. But alrighty,
should have.
We're gonna go into our top 10 horror movies. But before we do, I think we should guess each other's number one spot.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. I'll guess both of yours number ones. I think Robert's number one for this year is Sinners. And I think Alex's number one is Weapons.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's my guess.
Okay. I think
it's a tough one. There's a lot of good movies.
Yeah. I'm going to pull up my list right now. I also didn't have that ready yet. I think for Enrique. Now, you've seen more than I have, but I'm going to say it's probably. I feel like it's between Sinners and Weapons, but I don't know. I'm going to go with Weapons. think it's weapons. Ooh. And then for Alex,
okay,
I'm gonna say Sinners.
Oh wow.
Okay. Robert's definitely Sinners, and I think Enriquez was weapons.
Okay. I think this is the first time where the toss up for our number ones has just been between like two movies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's safe to say those are definitely up very high on all of our lists. Oh yeah,
probably top five.
Yeah.
At least.
All right. Do you want to go first, Senor?
Wait, hold on. Yeah. Sorry. Can I call for 5 minutes?
5 minutes?
I lost my list. I lost my list. I have to redo it real quick. I'm so sorry. I'm so fucking sorry.
No worries. No worries. All good.
Please, God, Robert.
I will say,
please, God, do not put this in this podcast.
I cheated a little bit on my list, Enrique, before Alex gets his list.
Did you?
I did. Alex, no. Well, there's some. You'll see when we get to it. You'll see when we get to it.
Ooh.
But
that's actually kind of like more intriguing now, though.
Just with one entry. You're gonna.
By the way, did you guys know there was a Bambi horror movie that came out last year?
Yeah, I did.
I feel like they make one of those movies, like a Pooh one or like a Popeye one or like a Mickey one, like every year.
Yeah.
God,
something goes into public domain, they're just like horror movie, bad slasher time.
There was so many movies from last year that I need to watch and catch up on.
There was a lot that I didn't see also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Last Cabin was one. Apparently it was really bad though.
That one is.
Okay, we can throw this in. Did you know there was a Jesus Christ horror movie?
No.
Called the Carpenter's Son? Did you know that?
What? No.
Yeah, it's called the Carpenter's Son, starring what's his name? He stole the
Is it Russell Crowe?
No, Nicolas Cage.
I knew you were gonna say the Declaration.
What the hell?
Yeah,
Nick Cage.
Nicolas fucking Cage.
Oh, this came out last year.
What? It's released in Argentina on my birthday last year. Happy fucking birthday to me.
From Argentina. Very interesting.
The guy who stole the Declaration of Independence.
I still need to watch Good Boy.
I never got around to it.
I never did too.
So sad.
Which one? Another piece of news.
Us Good Boy.
The Good Boy dog won an award or something like that, I saw.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he won an award.
He won a Golden Globe for best performance, beating Ethan Hawke. And I don't know
which
who
is
else.
Crazy. I also need to watch that movie. I'm so sorry, everyone. Yeah. That's my solemn swear. I'm gonna do.
I guess.
A lot
I guess it's an
year.
Award-winning movie. I guess.
It is.
I heard it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I heard it was actually pretty good.
Yeah, I mean they're working on it for like 10, 17 years or something like that. Something crazy.
I saw the runtime and I'm kind of glad.
Robert,
what?
There was the VHS movie that was released last year.
Oh, was it VHS Halloween?
Yeah. We didn't watch it, but it was released last year.
Yeah. I'm not watching any of those.
Hey, they're not that bad.
I mean, yeah, I guess, but they're not my.
They're
kind of
like campy horror.
Yeah.
Kind of.
They're just not for me.
You were saying about the runtime of Good Boy?
Oh, yeah. I was saying I'm glad. I looked at the runtime, and I'm glad that it's like only a little bit over an hour. So it's not like an hour and a half or like an hour and 40 minutes.
Oh, really? Like, there's only so much time for a dog, you know?
Yeah, it's only like an hour and like 6 minutes or something like that. So I was like, hey, you know what? That's pretty good. That because I remember like I don't know why, but when I think of like Skinamarink and like...
Oh yeah,
that movie was like almost 2 hours, I think, and I was like, bro, I cannot like.
It was kind of
that movie was way too fucking long for what it was for what it was basically.
I feel like for like a gimmicky horror like this, like I think like a shorter runtime, mm-hmm. like a little over an hour is like perfect.
Mm, yeah. Like
I'm ready,
like
by the
in
way.
A, in a violent way.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel
that
like that would have been much longer.
In a violent nature is what it's called.
Oh, in a violent nature. Yeah. You're right.
Alrighty. Did you want to start off, Senor, with your number 10?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I only have eight.
Okay. You can join us, or I mean, you can talk. We can talk about these movies like you, like, or you can talk about
Robert. Bro, take a breath. Holy shit. Oh my god.
I was to say, like, when we go over our nines and tens, like, you can join in the conversation, but like then you can start bringing in your entries.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm sorry, Enrico. What's your number 10?
Jesus Christ.
No worries. So my top 10 movies, I think they're all pretty good. Like, none of them are bad, because I saw a lot of bad movies, but none of them made it to the number 10 slot. So at number 10, I got, it's more of a sci-fi horror. It's Predator Badlands.
Oh.
Which, I mean, I would say it's more like sci-fi action, yeah. Not super, super horror, but, you know, it's got some spooky-ish elements with, like, alien creatures and whatnot.
Yeah, horror adjacent. I mean, Predator is always kind of, it's not, it's never really been horror, but it's always.
Yeah, strictly reason. Horror. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's just because it's like the monster design, you know?
Yeah.
It's a little horrific, so.
Yeah. I see that thing out in the wild. I'm probably going to dying of a heart attack right there. In the...
Yeah.
So this is one I actually haven't seen. And I do plan on watching it, though. I am very still much interested in watching this. I know the reason why I kind of didn't watch it is because I already had another Predator movie that I'd seen. So I didn't want to, like, saturate my list too much with Predators, because I'm
too
sure
much
this
Predators.
This 100% probably would have made my top 10, I imagine. I haven't seen it yet, but like just to not have too much Predators here. But I'm surprised I haven't gotten that one spoiled yet. So like
That's good.
Yeah. Well, my number 10 is Predator Killer of Killers. So hey.
Whoa.
The other Predator movie that came out last year.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I like this one. Is it perfect? No. That's why it's number 10, I guess. But I like it enough. I like the different time pieces, the period pieces. Mm-hmm. I think my favorite's probably the pilot one. That was a lot of fun. And yeah, pretty simple enough. Simple little movie to put on or whatever. That's my number 10. We have an episode on this one, right? I feel like we've covered this before.
Yes, okay. We've definitely talked about it at some point.
All right, so y'all can
check. I remember mentioning that I liked the first half of the movie a lot more than the last half, but I didn't think it was a bad movie overall.
Yeah, once they're like together or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Alex, have you seen this one?
No.
I actually would be curious to see what your thoughts are on this one, like the different time pieces and the time periods and all that.
I think you'd like it, and the animation's really good throughout. So,
yeah. Oh, the action was good, dude. Remember that. Especially in the ninja sequence or ninja.
Oh yeah, that's gotta have the best action. Yes,
samurai ninja. Is it the same? No,
both.
Okay, yeah. That's been pretty good fighting, and then the flying sequences in the pilot one. I really like those.
Yeah,
pretty sick. Alrighty, senor.
And just the different designs of the Predators. Sorry, harping on it, but
yeah, these are really different designs. The one, the ninja one was like much more sleeker. Oh, their weapons too, like matched.
Mm-hmm.
Like the ninja one had more like knives and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then the other one had like a shield, and the other one was like flying like big planes. Anyways.
Okay. Well, at number 9. I have Black Phone 2.
Yo, ring, ring, who dis?
Yo.
Ring, ring, who dis? Yeah. My Halloween costume from last year, too.
Oh, yeah, that was your Halloween costume. Yeah.
Hey, it was.
Pretty good Halloween costume.
Oh, thank you. But yeah, I thought it was a decent sequel. It's doesn't beat out the first one, but it also doesn't, like, bring down the franchise, I guess, if it's going to continue to be a franchise, which I don't know. It doesn't necessarily have to. I feel like they've
burned everything.
They kind of like they gave the Grabber a good ending in the beginning and fleshed out his character enough where, like, it was nice to see him in the second one, but I don't know if it added a lot more anything to the character, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was a decent movie. It's fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Good callbacks to the first one.
When you, sorry.
Oh no, I was just saying good callbacks to like the first movie.
Did you watch the first one? Just
referencing events.
In advance to seeing this one?
I did. I think I did see it like maybe like a month before, something like that.
Oh, okay. Were you, I don't know if excited is the right word, but were you like expecting this to be good? Were you like, I guess excited for it?
I was somewhat excited for it, but I think it was a little overhyped. Like when I saw it, I was like, oh, okay. Like it was good, but not as good as everyone else was saying that it was, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is one I did watch, within the last couple weeks, spoilers. Ooh. And I'll get to my thoughts in a bit.
All right.
Okay. Black Phone 2. Good pick.
Alex, did you watch this one? Oh, no, you said no. You did it. Sorry.
I need to.
Okay.
All right. My number 9 is one that, Senor Kiki, you showed me. Bring Her Back.
Whoa.
I did like this. I should also say. Yeah. That on my list, most of these I do like. It's just varying degrees of like. Do I like some more? Do I like some less? this one I really do like a lot, even though it's my number 9. But I honestly didn't know what to expect. I remember you mm-hmm. put it on because you were like, this is one you should watch. Well, you tried surprising me with it, and then I guessed within like the first couple seconds what it was. I'm glad you showed me that because I was thinking about it, like, would I have watched this if you hadn't shown me? Like, it, like, if I, like, for instance, me trying to catch up in these last couple of weeks, I probably wouldn't have remembered about this, like, to watch it on my own. So I am glad we did watch it, and it is, I think, easily probably the most gruesome movie on this list for me, at least.
Yeah, it's under the radar just because, like, there's not a lot of buzz about it, I feel.
Yeah. But
there were some.
Yeah, you're right. Like, around the release and whatnot.
Yeah, probably, like, people, like, comparing it to, like, Talk to Me and stuff like that. But, yeah, this is also one you can check out both our review and our commentary of it. It's just us going, like, ew.
Yeah, basically just, ew, what the heck. Yeah.
But it's good. I was thinking about like the lore the other day, and I was like, "Dude, this is right up my alley." Like, it's obviously not witchcraft, but it like anything that's like kind of like that, I just like for some reason.
I mean, it kind of is. It's like possession, kind of.
That is true.
I guess it demonic is. Possession.
Yeah, and it's like this like old like Russian ritual that this lady's following to like. Oh, I mean, just like the symbols she does, that poor child, dude. Man.
There's definitely layers to the lore, but like they don't really bother like explaining everything.
Yeah, and
which
I'm
I
glad.
Think is really good.
Yeah, I love that too. I feel like you could ruin the mystique of it if you go a little too much into
definitely.
It.
Definitely.
You know?
Yeah, then you'll end up with like a bit from a VHS movie or something.
Yeah. but that's my number 9. I would recommend this if you're listening to this and you're fine with like gore.
It's not for the squeamish for sure.
Yeah. Oh, and the main character, she's blind. She's actually blind, right? The actress.
Yes.
Yeah. Which props. She's good performance and all that. Everyone is doing a good performance in this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. Great stuff. Spooky pool. What I remember.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to number 8. All right. So my number 8, I don't know if you guys have seen this movie, and it's only horror in the sense that, like, I don't know. It's kind of like a dystopian world, but it's The Long Walk. Stephen King adaptation.
I heard about this one.
Yeah. It's kids that go on this long walk in order to
win a
prize of money, and if your speed falls below a certain amount, or if you stop and get 3 strikes, you just get executed on the spot. So it's just kind of like the whole movie is the long walk. So it does not stop, basically.
I was gonna ask, so I do remember when this came out, but I didn't watch it. There's a lot of these I didn't watch in theaters, but did at any point, just I'm just curious, did at any point like the aspect of the walking, did it get tedious for you as like a viewer or not?
No, not really, because there's always something happening. There's always somebody that's getting tired, somebody that's like got a rock in their shoe or something, or they have to go to the bathroom, you know, and it's like just seeing how they deal with those situations.
Oh, do they have to keep walking when they go to the bathroom?
Yeah. Yeah. You can't stop.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I feel like that's the worst part, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like televised at some portions of the walk.
Oh, so, damn.
Yeah.
Did you know anything about that, like the property, or had you read the book beforehand, or like know anything?
I had read the book beforehand, actually.
Oh, okay. Is it pretty faithful?
Yeah, I would say so. They do make some pretty major changes, but it's nothing that, like, I don't know, it's that, like to that the would need to be added, I guess. Like, the message is still the same, more or less. The ending is fairly similar. They do remove like a lot of extra details that aren't super, super necessary, but I think it's pretty good. I mean, the performances throughout, I think, are really good. That's really what makes the movie. Mark Hamill's in it, not for a lot, but like the times that he is in it, it's like, oh man, like this guy's great, you know? Mm-hmm. The standout is, I forget the actor's name, but the android from Alien Romulus, that guy.
Oh, yeah. Andy, oh.
That actor? Yeah. He's one of the main characters in this, and he's really good.
Okay.
Probably the best, actually. He's the best performance in that whole movie, I think.
Okay. Would you recommend both the book and the movie?
Yeah, I would. The book's fairly short, but if you can't get around to it, I'd say definitely watch the movie.
Watch the movie. All right, for sure. I remember when this came out, they had done like a promotion where like they invited people to watch the movie while they're like running on treadmills or walking on treadmills.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did see that. And if you, like, instead of being executed, obviously, you just leave the movie and just don't get to finish watching it.
Yeah. Do a little walk of shame back.
Yeah.
That must be frustrating, dude. If you're, like, really into the movie and you're like, dude, I didn't get to finish the movie. That would suck.
Then you'd probably be thinking, like, why did I do this? I should have just watched the movie regularly.
That's true. That is true. Yeah.
This is a fun little promotion, though.
Yeah. My number eight, I know this is higher than both of these. It's Five Nights at Freddy's 2. I had so much fun. I think it's just the theater experience. I don't know, but I really did enjoy this a lot, dude.
I know you did.
Yeah. I am. This is one of those movies. This is the only movie on this list, though, that I'm worried. Like, if I were to rewatch it, I probably won't like it as much. So I'm like not planning on rewatching this anytime soon, just so I can have the good vibes, I guess.
Oh yeah, just the memories. Yeah. Just hold on to those memories.
Yeah, but I
hold
did like
to
it.
That feeling.
It's not a property that, as we all know, I'm not like too, you know, into. And I
had to drag you kicking and screaming into the first one.
That's true, and I did not like that first one, and I also was going into this one not excited either. I wasn't excited for this, but I am glad I watched it, especially opening weekend, because I probably can't imagine myself enjoying this. I don't know, maybe it actually is good, and maybe I don't know, but I did like it a lot, so it's my number eight. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
I would say it's like on the opposite spectrum on my list.
Yeah, it's like number
two.
But
then again, yeah, that's what I meant. But my movie going experience was like a lot more tame, I feel.
You mean like a regular movie going experience?
Yeah, it was. It was like a typical, like, nobody yelling.
Wasn't nearly as hype.
No, it was not. So much so that, like, I actually fell asleep through some portions of it.
Oh, dude, I cannot imagine falling asleep in those, dude. It was like borderline, like, the chicken jockey sequence throughout those.
Yo, I have not experienced that, and I'm kind of glad that I haven't. But at the same time, like, I can see how that could be fun.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I would hate it. Like, if I were watching, like, let's say, like Sinners or Final Destination, like Bloodline, right?
Much more serious, like actually good movie.
Yeah, dude, I would probably walk out or something. I'd be like, dude, I am not enjoying this right now. But for something that I wasn't too into.
That's valid. It does depend on the content too.
Yeah, I was like, you know, this is fine. And I think that's what made me like it more. But yeah. Alex, what's your number 8?
My number 8 is Until Dawn.
Oh, that's a good one.
No.
I mean, that's a good number 8. I mean,
it would be my number 11 if I watched enough.
Okay. That's valid.
I forgot about that one. I guess it's my 14th movie.
It was not good. It was not good. The acting was kind of cheesy. The logic didn't make sense. I don't, it's just, you know, I didn't enjoy it that much. The only reason I watched it is because we were at our friend Ulysses's party and they put it on because they're like, oh, let's watch a horror movie, but not too scary.
They put it on. Put it on.
No, we all agreed that's what we were going
to
watch.
I think we did. I didn't agree to this.
Yeah. I was going to put on like The Conjuring or some shit we're like that. And they're like, no, that's too scary. So
yeah. I remember watching that and I was like, no, I would turn away and I'd go back, like look back at the screen and be like, what is even going on? Like, this doesn't make sense. Like, I still don't know what it's based off a video game. I still don't know what the video game is about. I still don't know what the movie actually was about. I don't know anything other than they got lost in like a house that they went to or something like that.
Yeah, it was based off a game very loosely.
Mm-hmm. I would say it's kind of like a Groundhog Day situation, like where they die and then they basically like come back to life or go back in time. I don't really know what the concept there was, but yeah.
I do remember the clocks going back.
That's supposed to kind of like imitate the choices that you can make in the game, right? I believe.
Sort of, like,
different choices have like different consequences, different results.
They had this thing called the butterfly effect or like the butterfly, whatever. I forget what it was called exactly. But basically it was like, your choices would impact the rest of the game, like whether somebody lived or died or how they reacted to a certain situation, like everything kind of like led into another. Mm-hmm. So it was interesting. It's a good game. It's just it's a spooky game too, but it's as that movie, they didn't do it justice.
I feel like in a game though, like that's fun because you go, okay, let me do dirt. Like you're actively choosing.
Yeah, like different playthroughs, you know.
But like in a movie, like that ought to be like at some point it's gonna get tedious if you're just watching them like go back again multiple times and you're like, all right, buddy, what are we doing here? Whereas like a game, you're like, all right, well, let me not do that, you know? Yeah, that movie was garbage. I forgot about that. I completely wiped that from my memory, dude.
Yeah, it's a movie of all time. We'll just leave it at that. It's a movie of all time.
All right.
Nice. All right, moving on to number 7. This is actually a movie that I saw towards the later end of the year. It's Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein.
Ooh.
Yo.
Yeah. Which I thought was a very solid movie with a good monster performance. By Jacob Elordi. And, you know, Oscar Isaac was a piece of shit in it, which, you know, good. Cool.
He played a pretty good piece of shit.
He did. Oh, and Mia Goth is in it.
Oh, 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
She's in it twice.
20 out of 10. Yeah, no, Frankenstein is great. Frankenstein, I was going to ask, were you looking forward to it? It's Guillermo del Toro. Obviously, the answer is yes. I'm not going to bother asking.
Yeah. Yeah, I was.
Our friend Ulysses described the movie as very Mexican. I don't know what he meant by that. I kind of agree.
Is it because of Guillermo, Oscar Isaac? I was going to say Oscar de Isaac.
Oscar de Isaac, I guess. I don't know. That's just what he said. I, for some reason, agree.
Because he's red and green?
It just feels right. What?
Mia Goth,
I don't know
Latina?
About it being Mexican, but maybe. Mia Goth is a Latina.
She is.
Is she really?
Yeah, I think she's Brazilian or something like that.
Oh, wow.
No, she actually is. I think her mom is. But her dad's right. Like... some Europe, that's where she gets the accent from, some other country in like Europe or something like that.
Oh, I thought it was a pretty faithful retelling of a book that I've never read.
Yeah, so. Yeah. No, it's good. It's a pretty good retelling of that book. I think it's my favorite, honestly.
Oh, like, really?
Frankenstein movie?
Yeah, I can't think of.
I think so.
Another one that might.
I agree. That.
Favorite version of Frankenstein, or would you say you have another favorite?
Like of the monster?
Yeah, of Frankenstein's monster, I guess. Yes.
Sorry, I didn't mean to call. I just was too sure you're saying like the movie or the. It's my bad.
No,
I'm not one of those guys that goes, you mean the monster. I just wasn't too sure. Yeah, I think it's my favorite version of Frankenstein, like portrayal.
Okay.
I like it.
I would say so too.
Yeah. I mean, the other Frankensteins I've seen are pretty bad, with the exception of the original. But like, I think another one I've seen is like I Frankenstein, and that one was like garbage.
Or Victor Frankenstein.
Is that one?
I think so. I think there's a version of Frankenstein in the Van Helsing movie that what's his name's in? The Australian guy. Australian musical guy. Hugh Jackman. Van Helsing. Yeah, I think that's right. Version of Frankenstein in that.
I do remember that, yeah.
The version of Frankenstein from James Gunn's animated show is really good.
Oh, I think my favorite version of Frankenstein is the one from Hotel Transylvania. Frankenstein's great. Frankenstein's a pretty good choice. Yes. I am so glad that every year it seems we're getting a new like gothic, like old timey, like old fashioned monster movie. Mm-hmm. Like 2 years ago we got Nosferatu, you know, old timey vampire. Mm-hmm. Last year we got Frankenstein. This year we're getting Werewolf. It's made by Robert Eggers. It's the same like director and apparently almost same cast as Nosferatu. So and they all come out in December. So each December we get a little Christmas gift.
Yeah.
Better keep this going. I'm expecting one for next year and the year after. This was number 7, right?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, my number 7. I don't know if you can hear this. It's
yes.
Okay, you probably did not hear that, but the audience.
No, I did not hear that. What?
Just don't worry about it. It's the Black Phone 2. It's the Black Phone 2.
Oh, Black Phone 2.
Black Phone 2.
Let me send you.
Oh?
If you guys want to listen to the audio, this is what I played for the Black Phone 2. The Black Phone 2 is my number 7.
Oh my god.
Wait, did you listen to me?
I did listen to it. Why would they have that same noise coming out of every freaking toy?
I know, right? What the?
Be it a phone, a toy car, a gun. It all made the same noise.
Yeah. Ding, ding. Can I help you?
And then the music.
Oh, that fucking, that noise?
Yeah. I think so. Going into the Black Phone 2, this is one I watched a couple, actually like last week, I think.
Oh wow.
I wasn't like too crazy going, like excited going into it. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, they've already told like the whole story. I mean, bros did. Like, what are you gonna? I had completely forgotten, because the only time I seen this once, and it was in theaters back when we covered it, so I hadn't seen it since then. I forgot the sister had psychic abilities, or the ability where she can like see things in her dreams.
Yeah,
completely forgot about that until they were doing this, and I'm like, when did this become a thing? And I was like, oh wait, no, that's right. That's how she found out about Finney's location. She sent them to the house across the street, and I remembered. Okay, yeah. Okay, I remember now. But I like going into it, I'm like, how are you gonna bring back the grabber? Two, I feel like the story was already satisfying enough with like its own conclusion. Like, there's not much more you can do. And I'm not gonna spoil it for Alex in case you do want to watch it, but I thought that what they did was pretty good. I liked the movie as a whole. I don't know. You're absolutely right. I don't know if the grabber needed to come back. I think, mm-hmm. I think it would have been sick if the way they bring him back, like, you know, I almost wish that it wasn't. Okay, I'm going to spoil a little bit because I need to talk about this because this is the only time we'll ever talk about the Black Phone 2. I can't imagine us.
You know what? Yeah, I don't care. Go ahead, say everything.
We're never going to cover this again.
Yeah. No, it's fine. I understand completely.
First of all, I really like the vibes of the camp in the winter. Yeah. I am so used to camps being in the summer, like summer camp and stuff. Mm-hmm. This with the snowed in conditions was peak, first of all.
It did feel pretty sparse though, as far as like characters though.
Yeah, I didn't mind that, but yeah. But what I was gonna say is I don't know if I liked them connecting the grabber to the murders at the camp. I almost wish that they had brought him back the way they do, like with her powers and stuff. Where because you know, and Finny, I guess I didn't know watching the first one, and I guess maybe it wasn't a thing. Maybe they just, you know, slightly wrote it in that he had powers that the Black Phone, every time it rang, I didn't realize that was actually Finny having powers and communicating with the dead. I just thought that was the Black Phone alone, like because the grabber also mentioned having heard it ring, but he explained it as just being like electrons in the basement. And every time he picks it up, no one ever answered the phone or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I just assumed, oh, it's just the basement that's like haunted or something. But no, I guess it's his abilities. But I almost wish that the murders that had happened at the cabin or at the camp forever ago, if it was another, like
somebody else,
So you bring back the grabber, but you also bring back someone else. So you have the grabber trying to go after the main kids, but also this other guy who the other guy, he never haunts the place, but because of their powers, because of like when she sleeps and Finny communicating with the dead, like it brings him back. The way it kind of
that
like,
would have been more interesting, I think.
I was thinking about that watching it because then they retcon that the grabber is the reason why their mother is also dead, and I think that made me go like, I don't know if I want the grabber is the villain, is the reason why everything has gone wrong in their lives. You know, like it got to the point where I was like, this is awfully convenient that you can blame all of this on the same guy who's already dead. I think the idea of there being something else, maybe you could even do another cool like monster, like face mask design, whatever, with these guys. Maybe have them both face off trying to go after them. I don't know. I was just thinking of like, there's so much more you could do with that like ability that I think the Black Phone idea doesn't have to necessarily be tied in with the grabber. You could do other, almost like Insidious-esque things where it's like, there's other like horrible like ghosts and stuff out there, not just him. Like there's more evil out there, I guess. I don't know. That's just me. But from what we got though, I did like it. Just slight nitpicks here and there, but I did like the vibe. I like the rotting nature of the grabber. Like
How he's kind of like decomposing.
Yeah, that was.
That's pretty cool.
That is so sick. When he removed
and like frostbitten.
Ooh yeah, he looks great. I will say that is a upgrade to his look. Like
yeah.
The rotting nature, him removing his mask, and it's just like it's like all the ugly looking. It's great,
like part of his lower jaw coming off with it.
But otherwise it's good though, but just slight little nitpicks, but it's good. My number seven. What's nice. Your number seven, Alex?
Mi numero siete es, drum roll please, hold up. I thought we had a drum roll sound effect in here. Oh. Do you hear that?
I heard that.
Okay, cool. Conjuring Last Rites. Roots? I spelled it roots. God fucking damn it. Rites.
You know what that sound reminded me of? The one that you just played? I'm sorry to derail this immediately, but it kind of reminded me of that. It's the thing.
It's fine. It's not like I was talking. The THX or whatever. Yeah. Make gifts at giftsoup.com. Why is that in the corner?
Gift soup. So Conjuring Last Rites is your number
seven. Yeah, movie sucked. Let's move on.
Oh,
I don't want to talk about it. Sorry. We already talked about
That's true. We did talk about this one. We already talked about it.
Movie sucked. Everyone knows it. Move on.
Y'all can listen to our review.
Yeah. Cool.
Number six.
I don't know if you guys ever got around to watching this one, but it's Companion.
No, I didn't watch it.
I haven't even heard of this one. Which one is this one?
Well, I'm not going to spoil anything for you, but let's just say that it's a pretty unique concept with
the chick from Heretic.
Yeah, the chick from Heretic, the dude from Scream 6, the dude from Smile 3. It's got like a lot of younger cast guys that are they're recycling guys.
Yeah.
It's got a younger cast that's like, you know, they're kind of starting to make their name in horror movies, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one role at a time. But it's really good. It's if you don't know the twist, it's a lot better. Even though the trailer gives away the twist.
I was gonna say, like, I think I know right the away. Twist.
Yeah. But I just thought it was an enjoyable movie. It's more of like a horror comedy, but it kind of becomes a drama at times too.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
This is one I think I did want to check out, and I think I might still maybe want to check out.
Yeah, the first trailer was really good because it didn't give away the spoiler, but the ones after that, it's like, ah.
I think I must have seen that because I can't think of any other reason I would know that specific point that you're mentioning.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. I will want to check that out.
Yeah.
My number six is this is where I cheat. This is the one I mentioned that I cheated. Because it's not a movie.
Oh, you okay. See,
but it basically is a movie in all sense of the word. Uh-huh. And I know this is also on Alex's list because I forgot about. Well, I didn't forget about this, but Alex added it to his list, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm gonna add it to mine. This is something we did cover actually, not long ago.
I know what this is. No, go ahead.
This is the finale, the final episode of Stranger Things 5.
Oh, I knew it.
Yeah. I mean, it's on Letterboxd. I didn't know that. That it's the only episode of the show that's on Letterboxd. And so I just added it to my list. I was like, okay, might as well, I guess. It's over 2 hours long, so it's longer than most of the movies on this list. And yeah, they put it in theaters. They did a whole like thing for like this finale. So it's like a movie. It's basically a movie for the finale.
It is a movie.
Yeah. Now the reason it's on this spot, the reason it's not higher up, the reason it's not higher up, I'm not going to break down the finale because we do have a whole episode dedicated to Stranger Things, but I will briefly explain my reasoning for why it's on this part of the list, like why it's situated on this spot. It's not higher up because I don't think it's amazing. I do think it's good, and I had a great time watching it. Yes, going home and thinking about it, and I was like, well, some things probably, you know, didn't match up. So there was definitely some plot holes, but I didn't mind it watching it, and I thought it was a very sweet ending. Nice goodbye to all those characters. So I liked it, but it's not higher up because it's not amazing. And the thing is, I can't help but compare it to the rest of the show, because the rest of the show, dude, is some of the best stuff I think I've ever seen, especially season 4. So it doesn't live up to that, but also the reason why it's not lower on the list, the reason why it's not like lower than like some of the ones we've talked about, like Black Phone 2 and whatnot, is because I think I genuinely enjoy watching these characters. Like, even if they do nothing and just sit in a room and talk, which is like what they do for like a good portion of this. Like, even if there's no plot and it's just these characters, though, like, I'd much rather watch these characters do nothing than watch most of the other characters from what's below on this list actually do stuff. Because I really like these guys. I like Steve and Dustin and Lucas and Max and whatnot. Like, mm-hmm. I like them all. So that's why it is not like low, but it's also not like high. It's like middle, I guess. Anyway, like that's my pick for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I kind of fucked up. I completely forgot I lost my list. I'm not sure if you're going to include that. I had to rebuild it while we were recording. Yeah, I completely forgot to add that. That would probably be right here. So move everything else down a spot.
Okay.
Everything else goes down a spot. This is, I almost said, no, this is, fuck, what's it called again? Stranger Things season finale, season 5.
Yeah.
Nice.
And for all the reasons that Robert said, it was enjoyable. I had a good time in the theater. We talked about it last time.
Yeah. Like the more, like it, like I know we agreed on this, like the, like there's definitely plot points. It's definitely not great, but it's enjoyable, you know, it's sweet.
I had fun. And you know what? The vibes and everything in the theater, which we watched it, helped a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, there's like, I can't, like, the thing about this is more sequences from this have stuck in my mind than honestly a lot of what's on this list. Like, and sometimes like Alex will bring this up or I'll bring it up. There's a character named Derek who just waves at a character in a truck while they're like going home or something like that. Like, it's like little moments like that. Or like, I think Derek at some point, tells Vecna your mom or he tells him like suck my fat one, and like that's something that like I think Alex or I will bring up sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like it's little moments or like, yeah, I don't know. Let me see if I can find this for you, Enrique. This is this character is great. He is the best. But yeah, I realized that what I like about Stranger Things more than the spooky stuff is the characters.
I see.
Yeah.
What's your number 5, Senor?
My number 5, well, from here on out, I could reasonably see an argument for like any of these being like interchanged.
Yeah.
Reasonably. But personally, I put at number 5 Final Destination Bloodlines.
Ooh.
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. Which I thought was a really enjoyable movie. Really fun watch.
We covered this one.
Doesn't take itself too serious. Yeah, we have. I feel like they read the room perfectly and like they knew exactly what they were doing.
Yeah.
Like at all points of the movie. It was pretty cool. It gave us cool kills. You know, better characters this time around, actually more compelling characters. So that's always a plus in these movies.
Yeah.
When you actually kind of like the characters. So
yeah, that's always nice, right?
It's probably like the most, either the most likable or second most likable cast of characters. Because I'm thinking of like most of these movies, the characters are not meant to be likable. They're like, some of them are annoying. Some of them are like assholes. I'm thinking of like number 3. I like 3, but like they're all like
the characters in that. My God,
they're more like caricatures.
They really are.
like the two girls that end up in the tanning bed.
Oh yeah.
Like I'm just thinking of like those type of characters. Like they're not they're not characters really. They're more just
they're added in the movie to die. That's it. Yeah.
Whereas these guys, some of these guys dying, I'm like, oh no, I kind of didn't want to maybe
that was kind of cool.
That was kind of a cool kill. So I guess they had to die, but at the same time, like, I feel a little more bad about these guys dying than like most of this franchise. Where would you rank this? I know I just remembered we did like 3 whole episodes in a row on Final Destination. I forgot we did.
We did. I feel like I think I had this like at the number 2 spot, maybe.
Number 2. Okay. Yeah, because I was gonna ask, where is this in your?
Yeah, I don't remember if I said number 2 or number 1, but definitely number 2 at the least, at the very least.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
that's a good pick. That's a very good pick.
Thank you.
My number 5 is a movie I definitely wanted to watch. This is one I watched also last week or 2 weeks ago.
Ooh.
And this is one I'd been meaning to watch, but for some reason I didn't catch it in theaters. And then I just spent months without watching it. But I was like, I haven't had it spoiled yet. And I do want to watch it. So I am going to watch it so I can add it to this list. I know I'm going to like it. And I was a little worried that going, I was going in with high expectations and that I wasn't going to meet them, but it did meet them. And I'm so glad that I ended up watching Together. Together is my number five.
Oh, man, I never got around to that one, but I so wish I did.
Oh, man, there's so much I want to talk about with this. It is, it is, I love it, dude. It's, this is one of those, I feel like every couple of years, just like a random, I don't know if it's indie, I don't know if indie is the right word, but like, mm-hmm. like little one-off movies that come out, like Fresh, that like, because I remember Fresh, that's one that came out like a couple years ago, that I was like, dude, I think I'm going to mm-hmm. like this. And then I liked it. Like it's just like a little movie. And I think it's the nature of like, it's the couple that like sells the movie. Like they're so good. I didn't realize that there were an actual couple in real life, Dave Franco.
And, oh, really?
I think it's Alison Brie. Like,
oh, I did not know that.
They are great in this and they are phenomenal. I'm not going to spoil it, but everything that they attempt to do, in my opinion, they nail it. Like, it is, the moments that need to be creepy are creepy. The moments that need to be funny are funny. The moments that need to be emotional are emotional. Like, it is good. It is really, really, really good.
Ooh, okay.
And yeah, like, that's all I'm going to say about it. But I would, I would recommend this. Like, I would highly recommend this.
How would you rate the body horror? Because I know that's like one of the big things that it's got going for it.
Yeah. The body horror. Okay. It's, without going into it too much, it's mm-hmm. good. It's good. It's
okay.
It's good. Yeah. There's moments where I'm like, I do not want to be watching this. But it's not I'm not gonna spoil too much, but it's not like Terrifier over the top. Like, it's not like that. Like,
okay.
It's not like, But what
they
you
don't
see,
they don't play it as a gag, like for a gag.
Yeah, no, like, it's not a gag. Yeah.
Okay.
No, like
there's purpose to it, obviously.
Yes, and when and the moments that it does show up, it's like, oh, this is it. And what's great is, fuck, I'm like bouncing around the plots, the plot points.
Yeah.
When they do happen, it almost always like happens in a point where.
It's like super inconvenient for them.
Yeah. Like it goes along with the story. Like, it's not like something that just it's not an afterthought. Like, I feel like nothing in this is an afterthought. Like, everything services the point of the movie, I guess. And that's all I'll say about that. But it's good. It's good.
I definitely need to get around to watching it.
Yeah. I'd be down to cover this. I feel like there's a lot to talk about with this one.
Okay.
Yeah. Alex, what's your number five?
Five Nights at Freddy's. Five Nights at Freddy's, for all the reasons that Robert said. I put a little higher just because I've seen those movies, but I had a good time. I did have a good time.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I think even if I did see like a good amount of horror movies last year, I do think Five Nights at Freddy's would probably still be around here. The movie sucked as a movie. Like, if you just take it at face value, it's not a good movie. But when you loop in all the tie-ins and all the little references and all the stuff like that, they actually put in that fucking har-har meme in there. It's fucking crazy. I enjoyed it. I had a great time. What the fuck is that? What the fuck did you just send in chat?
The it's Five Nights at Freddy's fan right there.
That is.
Yeah. Mr. Steve himself.
I just saw the 11 meme that you sent. That's fucking great. I love that. Just her fucking mogging.
I mean, I feel like we've talked about this movie, but like I it had good aspects. I just,
yeah.
Overall, I wasn't a big fan.
Robert described it as the Avengers.
Right. Yeah.
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 It was more of an experience than an actual like movie.
Yeah. I mean, like it was an experience. So.
All right. And then this is also one you guys can check out our episode on. We have a whole episode mm-hmm. on this. Enrique, what's your number four?
My number four is actually kind of relevant right now. It's 28 years later. First one that came out last year. Yeah. First of this new trilogy that they're trying to make. Yeah. Hopefully, hopefully they can complete it. But yeah, I thought, I mean, aside from like some of the obvious like cinematography choices, which like you either hate them or love them, I feel just depends on what kind of movie experience you're going for. But I think it really, it worked really well. It's super hectic as the situation in the movie is. So worked really well. The characters were good. I mean, Ralph Fiennes is like a standout character, I think. And the kid that played Spike too. But just delving back into this world where it's like an isolated UK with this rage virus, like even though the whole world is still going on, they're stuck in this situation. It's pretty cool to see the, like the culture that they've developed and how the virus is taken over, I guess.
Oh, that's right. The rest of the world has survived the virus, but it's still... Mm-hmm. I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's pretty much only on the British Isle, which, yeah, you know, they deserve it, but...
Because yeah, there's the one, I think he's Dutch, like soldier.
Marine Swedish, guy, right?
And the Swedish, maybe. Yeah, Swede. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
crazy, I remember that.
Yeah, he ends up there, he's got his phone, which is was like dying, and...
Yeah, he's like, oh, I got my brother works for Amazon, and he's like, what the fuck is an Amazon?
He's like, yo, he's like, God, you probably don't know what that is either.
Yeah,
it's just him trying to communicate.
Yeah,
it's good, good action too.
When you said 28 years later, I thought you meant the new one that just came out. I was like, bro, spoilers, I haven't seen it yet.
No, not the new one.
I forgot we're covering. Yeah.
All right.
It's pretty good. Where would you say that falls within? I know we covered this, but this is so long ago. But where would you say this falls within the other two?
28 days and 28 weeks.
Yeah.
Or months? Or I think it's weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weeks.
I'd say personally, I like it more than the first one. Just a tiny bit. Mm-hmm. Just a tiny bit. But the first one is iconic. You can't not have that up there on the list.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay. So, my number four. I forgot to mention this when I was going over my five together. But my five, I think, are all really good.
Okay.
Yeah. And, well, obviously, they're not my top five. But, like, I had a hard time ranking these five. But these four now, I think, are, like, solid. Like, all four of these, for me, the issues with these movies would be, like, nitpicks, I guess. And I think the four of these are genuinely, like, for the most part, like, phenomenal. My number four, that being said, is Weapons. I really, really like Weapons. This is one we covered also, I think, on our 100th episode. Yeah, so I'm not going to go too in depth because you guys can listen to that. But I really dig. Alex, did you watch this one, right?
Yeah, we watched it together.
Oh, oops.
bro.
it's great. It's great. I don't know what else to say other than it's great. Yeah, it's good. Alex, you want to go give your number four? That's all I have to say. I
mean, okay. Just okay. My number four is... No, we already did that bit. It is also Weapons. Yay! I enjoyed it. Same reasons. Pretty good movie. Acting's pretty good. Special effects are great. I loved I love any movie with not CGI, God, what's it called? Practical. With practical effects, they're all pretty good. Honestly, the ending kind of lost me a little bit. Just
a little
bit.
Over the top. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why it's not higher. Is just that ending, honestly. Mm-hmm. But overall, movie solid. If I had to rate it, I forget what I gave it when we covered it, but now I'm saying like a 7 out of 10. What the fuck was that?
Sorry. I forgot about the whole like lore of like the Aunt Gertrude or whatever her name is, Gladys, doing like her
Aunt Gladys and her tree.
Yeah, I do like that a lot. I do like
Which was actually a 3D printed prop, which I thought was really cool.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I do like that, though, that they tie people's, like, hair around it and you snap it or whatever. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like witchcraft.
Yeah, I do like that. I like that aspect of the movie a
and
lot.
The little bell that she rings to put them in a trance.
Yeah. Oh, when it's so... And the way she had that child hostage and she used his parents against him, like, that they would harm each other. I forgot about that. That's pretty brutal. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. And the children coming after her, I just remembered that when you said the ending. I do like that, though. Yeah.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Well, funny enough, at number three, I have weapons.
Whoa!
So just one slot above you guys.
Okay. So I was wrong. I think I said weapons for you, right?
Yeah, I was also wrong about Alex. I think I said weapons was his number one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, number three, weapons. But like you said, all of these movies, they were all really good. I feel like the top four, definitely.
Yeah, 100%. They're all really good movies.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's my number three, weapons.
Interesting. I'm actually interested to see what your top three are, or your top two now are. My number three is Frankenstein. I love Frankenstein a lot. I mean, I mentioned already that it's my favorite adaptation, probably my favorite version of Frankenstein himself also. I mean, Mia Goth automatically just raises this movie to having to be in my top five. And all their performances is just great. I love the set pieces, whether they're actual or not. Maybe they're CGI, I don't know, but they look pretty good. They look great. I like his laboratory. I like the way that place looks. I like the moment. I don't know why it's a moment that sticks out in my head, but it's a moment where he's like trying to sell the science to like a council or something, and he has like a torso and he has like a little knobs or something, and like
that's really cool.
Moves all freakily. Like, I like that. I don't know why. I really like that moment a lot. And they're like, "Get this man out of here! What is he doing?" I like Frankenstein a lot. It's so good. So good. What's your number three, Alex?
It is also Frankenstein. Yay.
Whoa. Are we going to be lockstep? No, because I know there's one you haven't seen yet.
Damn, now I feel like I rated it too low, but, you know, I think I stand by my decisions, by my choices. I really like Frankenstein. Yeah. So it's definitely top 10 for me.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah, definitely top 10. I think you have a good list, regardless. This thing is pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, moving on to number two then. See how good this list actually is.
Five Nights at number two.
No. Definitely not that.
Strangers chapter two. My bad.
Also not that one. Oh. No, this is actually an original. It's Ryan Coogler's Sinners.
Yo.
Is my number two. It's so close. So close to being number one. Very, very close.
What's your number one? It's not Conjuring Last Rites. Ain't no way.
Sinners is a great movie.
I know. I'm gonna have to guess this before you say your number one eventually.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think everything that could be said good about Sinners has been said already. You know, like it's an instant classic. The performances are great. Michael B. Jordan, like, at his finest.
Mm-hmm. The story. Michael B. Jordans.
Two Michael B. Jordans. Yeah, the story is really good. Again, this is, like, a situation where I really, really like the beginning of the movie a lot more than the ending. Not to say that the ending's bad in any way. It was just, like, I think just the character building and, like, the world building, like, putting you in that time setting.
Yeah,
it works so well in the movie that, like, I was kind of like, oh man, it's already over. Like, I kind of want to stay here a little longer before we move on to like the third act, you know?
Yeah, same. I did feel that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I almost want another one of these. I want it to be its own thing, right? I don't want, like, obviously, don't know this, but like a part of me is like, damn, I do want more of this though.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right.
What is your number two?
My number two
is also Sinners.
Whoa. Your number two, Sinners?
For the reasons that you said. But yeah. I like the ending. I did like the ending. I liked everything about it. I did. I thoroughly enjoyed everything about Sinners.
Okay, okay.
I don't think I really have too much to complain about.
Interesting. So I'm wrong on both you guys. Damn. I don't know what.
Did you give us your number two? Was it also Sinners?
Mine? No. It's not Sinners. So I had a hard time with these two. This is a hard one because one of them is my favorite horror franchise of all time. And if this other horror movie had not come out, which is my number one, obviously, I could see this easily being my number one, but I'm going to have to put my number two is Final Destination Bloodlines. I love this so much, dude. This is so good. Finally seeing a new entry in the theaters, dude.
It's been a minute.
It was like a breath of fresh air watching this, dude. I could not believe my senses when I was watching this. I was like, is this peak, bro? And it was peak. It's so good, dude. I mean, from the characters, again, they're all right characters. They're not like the best, but like they're entertaining. That they're entertaining to watch. To the kills.
No, yeah, they definitely are. And I think like the promotion for the movie was really good too. I know they had a lot of billboards on like the back of like log trucks and stuff.
Oh yeah. And then they like, had sorry.
Oh, I was just gonna say, even that little teaser that they showed of the quote unquote like death, which ended up, you know, not being one, was pretty cool. How they just like subverted expectations there.
The death, which one?
I thought that was all interesting.
Wait, which one?
Really well done.
Wait, which one?
The tattoo shop.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot that scene. That. Oh, we did what we covered that on the podcast, right?
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, yeah, the marketing was great. I remember they also had billboards where they had like people dangling, like they're obviously like mannequins or something like that. But they like, did you see that? That they like fell.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, dude, the kills, the MRI machine sequence. When I was watching that
was
dude,
great.
Just when I thought they got bro, it just kept going, and I'm like, "Ain't no way, this is so brutal." Like, it's so good. The guy that I thought was a goner by the peanut butter comes back just to be murked in another way. to the opening sequence is so amazing, like. It's so good. The tower that like blows up
the shitty little kid
collapses. The shitty little kid with the penny that comes back at the end that derails the truck and you got the logs. I mean, like the more I think about this movie, the more I'm like, this has to be number one. But I just can't put it at number one. But I like it's like right there, dude. It's like millimeters away from taking the number one spot. Like I. Really, really like this. I think this might be my favorite of the franchise. I think genuinely, this is my number one. Tony Todd, his final appearance, he comes back as William Bloodworth.
Yeah, so great.
He's so good in this. I love it. When bro
it's kind of heartbreaking, though, if you know, right?
Yeah, that is true.
It's tough, but this is good.
But it's good.
It's a good send-off for sure.
I like the new lore added to this where... It goes after the bloodlines that have survived their initial accident.
Right.
It's like death fixing itself throughout the generations.
Because they're not supposed to be alive. Yeah. It's kind of crazy.
It's like, so that person makes sense screwed up. When you think about it. All these other people exist when they shouldn't. Not on my watch. I like that. I love that so much. I love the book that the old lady has of all of the different accidents throughout the decades.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, wait, no, each of these could be a movie, bro. Like, I want to see more of these. And then, like, dude, the way she was, like, fighting death in her cabin where, like, death was, like, burning like a little light. She's like, no. I see you there. You can't get me. So good. So
yeah,
good.
Like other characters have tried doing that in the franchise, but I don't think anyone did it as successfully as she did.
Yeah.
Well, you know, until she decided to step outside.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's so good, dude. Oh, this movie is so good. So good. That's all I can literally say. It's just, it's amazing. It's immaculate. It's pristine, bro. It's amazing. So yeah, that's my number two.
Alrighty. Well, That probably means that my guess for your number one was correct. Before we get to that, my number one
Alex
is yeah.
Oh, he's number two.
All right, Robert cut off for me. Did he cut off for you too?
I think he just cut off. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I saw it just do that. No, I meant Alex is number two though. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why I cut out a bit there. That was crazy. No, I meant to say Alex is number two though.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
My number two is Bring Her Back.
Whoa.
You watched this? I didn't think you watched this.
You saw this?
Yeah, I saw Bring Her Back. I saw it on my own.
Oh wow. Okay.
Pretty good movie. It was recommended by a podcast that I watch. Shout out this again to the last podcast Salem on Station. The left. I enjoyed it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was spooky. It made me feel really sad.
Yeah.
The brother died. I was like, there's no way they're gonna kill such a crucial character. And I liked it. It made me like the ending, I don't know. No, I liked it. I did like it.
Mm-hmm.
I liked most aspects of the movie, honestly. The actress, I think, did an amazing job. As you mentioned, she's actually blind, so she added a lot to the role. The brother was really compelling. Their dynamic was really compelling. As you said, the gore in the movie's insane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. It had one or two genuine spooks out of me. I liked it. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely the kind of movie that you can't sit through without cringing at some points though.
Yeah.
The teeth
sequence where he's like cutting his
ooh, yeah.
Oh yeah, when he's like not chomping down that fucking knife. Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, and the way his teeth crack when he's biting the wood and everything.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. So I'm guessing that's your number one.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It is actually. That is my number one for all the reasons that Alex mentioned.
It has some camp to it. It has a little bit of everything, and I
totally enjoyed
it. And that scene, like that scene where she kills the brother, like that is such a tragic scene.
It really is.
Like
especially because you don't expect it. It's like
you don't expect it. Yeah, it's just I liked it.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of the probably the most unsettling movie for me on this list. So. Yeah, yeah, for those reasons, it is at my number one spot.
Is she the greatest villain out of all? Oh, maybe not. I was going to say the greatest villain out of all these.
I mean, Remick is pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, he's really good. I'm Gladys, too. I keep wanting to say Gertrude.
Yeah, and Gladys, too. Pretty good. What about Jimmy Crystal? What about Sir Jimmy Crystal?
The 28 years later?
Yeah, he doesn't show up till the end, but, you know, he's there.
Those backflips he does are pretty amazing.
Another thing I want to mention about that movie is it's nice to see the horror from, like, the other side, you know? Because it's always like, oh, man, like, adoption. Like, oh, I'm going to adopt, like, a crazy kid. Like, it's always a kid. So it's kind of nice to see, like, the lady that's adopting them that's fucking crazy.
That's true.
When you said the other side, I thought you were meant going for, like, an Australia thing where you're, like, down under, you know, the other side of the world. I'm sorry, you meant, like, more thematically, like, actually other side, like, in terms of adoption.
Did you understand anything Robert just said?
Hey, you're cutting out again, sir.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant the other side as in, like, Australia.
Still a little robotic, but I understood Australia. I think I get what you mean.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Yeah. Misinterpreting it as from down under.
Yeah.
The other side.
Yeah.
Got it.
Alright. My number one. You were right.
Yeah.
Is Sinners.
Woohoo.
I mean,
amazing movie.
The only thing that could beat out Final Destination for me is vampires, and damn it, that's what this is. I mean, come on now. I think it's pretty well known. I also like vampires, and I think they did them holy hell so good in this, dude. I mean, and not just that, obviously, that's like the third act mostly, but everything else leading up to that, like you said, Enrique, is so good. The culture. Like the environment, like the way they build up like that period, Like the way that mm-hmm. they establish like that setting is so phenomenal. How they get to like building up that that place where they're all dancing and stuff. And even like I think of like the pinnacle of this movie is the sequence where I think of two sequences where they're dancing inside and you see like the blending of cultures and the blending of like times.
When, yeah, like this iconic scene.
It's so good. And then
that was an excellent scene.
Yeah, so phenomenal. I was watching that like mesmerized. Like I was like, whoa, dude, this is cinema. I was like, this is so good. Also the music is just phenomenal. But also the other sequence I think of is the vampires dancing outside, just like trying to lure the people outside. So good, dude. The vampires in this are so immaculate. I remember the beginning. They show, I think it's Remick, where he's like burning up that sequence where like he's trying to get out of the sun, and he shows up at that one like house and he asks to like be let in or something, and they let him in. Obviously he kills them, but like that sequence is good. The sequence, I know they didn't come back, but like the Native Americans going around being like, hey yo guys, we're like hunting down like vampires and stuff. That's like a thing where I could see them like a part of me wants to see more of that, maybe build off of that, but like also don't. I like the vampires taking them out one by one, like to where they get like the security guard at first, like, or like the bouncer basically, like he goes to like take a piss or something, and then like they get him.
The tension in that scene is pretty good.
Yeah, it's so good. I mean, to be honest, like I would have, like, if Haley Steinfeld came up to me and was like, hey, let me in, I probably would have caved, bro. I easily would be a goner in that situation. Also, 10 out of 10 sequence, the her spitting in Michael B. Jordan's mouth.
Yo.
10 out of 10. But anyways, I've talked too much now. Great. Great. I love sinners.
Let it be known, yeah. Robert's a fucking freak. Anyways. My number one, 28 years later. But now that I'm thinking about it, I'm not sure it really is my number one, but it's a damn good movie regardless.
Nice.
For good other choice. Reasons that we mentioned, it was nice seeing it come back, especially after such... It was weird for... There was a while, like, I think a few years, where you couldn't... Unless you pirated it, you really couldn't watch the initial, like, the original... And even the sequel, 28 weeks later, it was really difficult to get a hold of. So it's interesting that it's had such a resurgence after such a long time away.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm excited to see Bone Temple. Still haven't. Going to see it. I've heard it's amazing. The ending, like everyone said, major tone shift. I still don't know how I feel about it, but I'm sure it'll be expanded upon in 28 years later, Bone Temple. So... Yeah. Overall, excellent movie. The effects are great. The tension's great. I like the little add-in fact of it's so interesting seeing these people live like this on the British Isle. Like humanity has regressed while the rest of the world has continued to advance. It's such an interesting concept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like the idea that like, yeah, I guess like the if they isolated it correctly, it wouldn't affect an entire like the entire planet. Like there would be some people, like just like a country or two that it's isolated to. In this case, it's the Brits. So
yeah, interesting. You yeah. put Haley Steinfeld spitting lower than this. Interesting. I'm sorry. that's a solid number one pick. That's a solid number one pick. Alrighty, what is your guys's now least favorite horror movies, favorite horror movie that you guys seen? Like your absolute worst, the bottom of the bottom.
Ooh.
I know. Yeah. Alex, like this year? Until Dawn. Yeah, of last year.
Yeah, Until Dawn. Yeah, definitely Until Dawn.
Yeah. What about yours,
Kiki? Boy, did I watch some stinkers this year. I think the lowest of the low is got to be The Strangers, Chapter 2.
You watched them?
I did. Why? I watched it for both of us. For all three of us, I mean.
Yeah, he's gonna do an episode covering all three next year, or at the end of this year.
Yeah, sadly. Sadly I am.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Sadly,
I guess
I am. Yeah. But honorable mentions for least favorite movie, I would say Five Nights at Freddy's 2. Apologize to the fans. I know there's fans of the franchise out there. I'm sorry. Just not for me. The Conjuring Last Rites. I Know What You Did Last Summer.
No.
Yeah. I mean, those are the ones that I'd say are like the worst of the worst.
All right.
Yeah.
Now I mentioned
I have a few others, but they just didn't quite make the list.
They're not as bad as those ones.
Yeah, definitely not as bad as those.
So I mentioned that I'd seen 13, and I know I talked about 10. The three that didn't make the list, number 11 is pretty low, but it's just because I like the other ones more. Number 11, it's not bad. Obviously, it's not bad. It's 28 years later.
Okay.
It wasn't on my list at all. Oh. And then I think there's a significant.
How dare you?
It's a significant jump in quality. Number 12 is Conjuring Last Rites. And then number, which we covered also, you guys can go check out that episode. Number 13, Enrique, take a guess what it is.
Is it?
Or you guys can both take a guess as to what it is.
Is it the monkey?
No, it's not the monkey.
Oh. Until I Know What You Did Last Summer?
It is I Know What You Did Last Summer.
How is it?
Yeah. I had to watch it. Dude, we got a new entry. I'm not going to pass that year not watching that.
I very happily forgot that movie existed until Robert brought it back up like 3 days ago.
Yeah, I watched this. Dude, this is bad. This is bad.
It is bad, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, is it alarming if I say it's not the worst of the franchise by a long shot? Like,
No, definitely not.
I'd say it's probably
because
like,
I've seen the sequel or one of the sequels. Yeah.
So can I say this might be the only time we cover this? I it's gonna be the only. We already did a Witching Hour in this franchise. Is it just like you? Did you stay to see the end credit sequence or something like that? Or is it the ending? It's when
I think maybe I did.
It's when the main character, Julie, or the main character of the originals, goes to her friend's house, and it's the character from the sequel.
Oh, God. Yes. Yeah, I did.
And they set up a sequel that will probably...
Yes.
We're never getting that sequel. We are never getting that sequel. They set it up where, like, I think her friend's like, girl, who are we going to go hunt down now? And I'm like, bro, this is never seeing the light of day.
Yeah. So I'd had a drive-in, which, you know, I paid like $10 for the ticket.
Yeah,
I think I still paid too much, but you know.
Yeah, I did not pay for this, and I still think I paid too much. I didn't care also for the guy being the fisherman, also the Freddie Prinze Jr. I didn't care for that either. I guess whatever. Who cares? Alrighty. Yeah, that's our coverage of 2025 horror movies. Woo! Yeah, baby. Woo. Yeah, a whole bunch of winners here. Shall we catch them all on the Witching Hour now?
Yes, we shall.
All right, I'll see y'all on the Witching Hour.
Goodbye.
I love you.
Yeah, baby.
Woohoo! Pretty successful. That was 2 hours.
That was not 2 hours.